forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh always remain. Ooh. And I thought we'd be forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk, a radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're saying goodbye to yesterday. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. There's a part in that song that says, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to sing the words the way I think they go. And for those that know the words of the song, they can come and join me. The number in studio is 0832888401. That's the number in studio in case you'd like to come and join me and tell me also, Kucha, no, the song doesn't go like that, Matriarch. The song goes like this, Kucha. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. We're saying goodbye to yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. We're saying goodbye. We're saying goodbye to a piece of us. So we are letting go of something that we've held on to for so long. And it is a piece of us. It is a piece of us. It is a piece of us. It is memorabilia. It is everything. You know, I'm one of those chicks that clip hands when I'm talking. It's like, yeah, like bad habits. Then I also do, it's bad habits. It's not good habits. Don't pick up on it. It's bad habits. But we're saying goodbye to pieces of ourselves that we didn't think that we'd ever say goodbye to. We're saying goodbye to thoughts that we never thought that we would say goodbye to. We're saying goodbye to places that no longer fit us. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we outgrow situations, we outgrow trends, we outgrow things, right? And for the most part, many of us are so afraid of change. Many of us are so afraid of new beginnings. Eh? We are so afraid of what the future might hold because somewhere, somehow, we got comfortable and we became content with what we were being given in that space and in that time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're saying goodbye. We're saying goodbye to pieces of us that we no longer want to have. We're saying goodbye to the friends. We're saying goodbye to the lovers. We're saying goodbye to the elements. We're saying goodbye to, we're saying goodbye to little pieces or even sometimes big pieces, chunks even of our personalities, our characters, our existence, because it's time to grow. What's that song? I guess it's time to grow. Last night I tried, but I couldn't sleep. Thoughts of you up in my head. I was lonely and I needed you next to me. Life got harder since you left. It's been so long till near the sun. Life is smearing the sort of term. Tell me, never, never, Mr. Lemonim. Where do I go? What do I do? I can deny I still feel something. Thank God I wish you would say you feel the same. You gotta move on. Assembly is strong. Hello? Hello, dear.
Yeah. Matriarch, you're always laughing.
But today is because you caught me in my element. Closed eyes and everything, hands in the air.
I'm Aye.
I'm telling you. And you know what? With the studio, right? So there's the studio in itself, the main one that goes live, right? And then across me, there is the production studio. Now in between, ne? There's this see-through glass. So if somebody's sitting on the other side, they can see me and I can see them. And Tate Matias is sitting there doing his work things. And me, I'm shaking hands here. Thank God I wish you can feel the feel. Mm-hmm. Let me just quickly ask this, guys. Yeah? Kucha.
For me, it's like since February, since March.
Oh, my dear.
Even though 96.8, it's a little longer, and it's giving me high blood pressure now.
I understand! Because even today you decided to call Kucha Mitriak. You are forever laughing. You even miss me, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Epa! Hey, I hear you, girl. On that text thing, I even ask, Kucha, hey, what's up with the frequency, guys? What's up? Otande pura?
Hello?
Ondikuvite? Omaudhiguo, ondikuvite, Shelly?
Okay.
Alikana ondihuvite. Otande alombwele ya pangelo shima. Nenge yetu poma ya mukulo sheli.
Okay, I'm always listening to you. I miss you and Tate Tonata. You used to make funny.
Tate Tonata must call even today. What is his problem? Maybe I'll call him even. But all in all, you fine? Today we are talking about... change. We are talking about change and outgrowing a few things. What do you want to outgrow?
No, like if you want to change,
mm-hmm.
maybe you should think about the positive way and stop blaming. Like instead of blaming, you must focus on what changing the process. Like if you want to change, you should do the action. Don't just talk, but do the action.
Yeah.
Don't just promise, but prove.
Yeah. And you, which one are you changing now? What is one thing in your life that you don't like about yourself that you have the power to change? Okay, so do you trust yourself or you don't trust yourself, Nenge? Or we nekera momwene
Nengongini? I don't trust myself.
Aha.
Like, I don't trust myself when I'm doing something else. Like, maybe this one will not work for me. Let me just leave.
So you leave things in the middle and you never get to the finish line to see if it will actually work or not.
Yes.
So how are we going to change that one now? You know what? You don't even have to trust yourself, my sister. You don't have to trust yourself. Just learn to finish things.
Yeah.
Because when you finish it, ne, you will now see that you are actually capable. Because to be honest, ne, to cultivate a mindset that is just positive and all of that, it's very difficult and it does take time. So while you are waiting for your mindset to change, you can just prove yourself. Yeah, you just prove yourself. So from now on, you just start things and you finish them, regardless. Even if you are telling yourself, kucha, andi turamu tiles aneno shiri karunga. Ino usige tata, umanara tutare.
Yeah.
Umanara tutare.
Okay, thank you. I really miss this radio. This is my
My dear, you're even calling just otuna kukueta out of the woodworks. You're even calling just because hi guys, no. Pamushanda thengeko, the angels will hear me. Pamwa kwa mpungu yoyo ya kora ngero, thank you so much. Yeah. Eh. Okay. Pamota kwa serenga ama kusikusi.
Okay.
Ewa, thank you so much.
Alright.
Bye. Alright. Good evening, my beloved ladies and gentlemen. We are doing the most tonight. Yeah. Last night. Which other song are we singing? Today we are going to be singing. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about cultivating a spirit of change. Cultivating a change of mindset. Because maybe, if we can change our mindset, then we can work better. We can work better. We can do better. We can do nice things. And maybe we're going to be okay out there in the world. And we're going to be okay where we are at. And we're going to be okay in our own skin. Because sometimes, right? Sometimes the problem is not the neighbor. Sometimes the problem is us. Sometimes we are our own worst enemies. Sometimes we are standing in our own way and we can't even see it. Like our previous caller said that, she wants to change. She wants to change, not trusting, in herself. So basically she's one of those people that start to do something and then she's like, oh, will I even do it properly? Let me just leave it. Or will I even do it the way other people do it? Just leave it. Or will I even do it, the way I envisioned it? Just leave it. Now this is not necessarily procrastination, because procrastination is somebody that wants to start and wants to start and never starts, right? Or starts too late, right? Keep procrastinating until eventually you're late. So you say that, oh, I'm going to go and take a bath now for my 10 o'clock appointment. I'm going to take a bath now. There's 7 minutes left. Toka mona, it's 10 o'clock. Then you have to go and take a bath. Then you're going to be late for the meeting that you were supposed to be at because you were procrastinating the whole time. You're just in bed the whole time doing absolutely nothing. So what she's saying is she's not a procrastinator. She just starts and never finishes. Now, starting and never finishes is also a challenge that we have to look at.
Get your monthly essential products for just $99 at QSave. 10 kilogram each of Marathon White Sugar, Champion Super Maize Meal, and Bokoma Fed Cooked Flour. Also 5 kilos nice rice as well as 500 grams of Grande Pasta. All 5 products for only $99. You save, I save. Yes, we all save at QSave.
All right. Good evening. If you have just joined us, welcome to Pulling Heart Strings with Dimitri Unk. Just I think I'm in the mood for old school music. And I think, I don't know how to express this. And today feels like a Friday, but it's not a Friday. So I have to keep reminding myself that so I don't put on songs at 12 o'clock. I don't put on music and come. That's Michael Jackson, eh? So we're talking about change. So sometimes many of us start things and then we just leave it in the middle, and that in itself, it has its own name. I just forgot to put my finger on that, but that in itself has its own name. And when we start things and we don't finish it, it's also something, it's a bad habit, or it's a bad way of thinking and looking at things. And I think that is an ailment. I would like to call it an ailment or a syndrome that I also had in varsity, right? I was one of those, like, I started and then I get bored in the middle and then I, like, I don't want to do this anymore. Then I leave it. Then I start, then I leave it. Start, leave it. Start, leave it. And then I realized, right, that was my biggest downfall. So in order for me to at least achieve one thing, I must understand that it's not about the aesthetics. Life is not about aesthetics, guys. You can do aesthetics all you want, but to be honest, life is not about about aesthetics, especially if you have challenges such as this one. So the best way to do is look at the end goal, focus. That's why I keep telling my kids, guys, those, the Dinas, the Waynes, the Annas, the Ainas, the Leos, like my kids, you know, the J collection. I keep telling my kids that you guys just, when you get into the mix of things, man, do what you went to do and get out. That's it. It doesn't have to be distinctions. It doesn't have to be cum laudes. It doesn't have to be any of that. If you are fortunate enough to get to that point where it is, then holla at your girl. Hallelujah. Can we get an amen? Can we get a thumbs up? Can we get a hand clap and bow down? We can do. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Is the Brooklyn War? One last time. I need y'all to roar. Ah! What the hell are you waiting for? After this, there should be no more. We can give you that. We can give you that encore. But the truth is that, right? There's nobody that's looking at you. There's no show that you're going to get. There's nobody that is going to look at your CV and say, oh yeah, you've got a cum laude in what? The idea is work, my dear, and do your work. And if you have a cum laude, then that means you most probably have a better understanding than most. And that's great. That's beneficial to your future job. But what you are not going to do is not going to beat yourself up and stress yourself. Unnecessary stress. Beat yourself up and stress yourself to obtain that and then fail while you're at it. Just do what you need to do. Get your 50s, honey. Get your 50s and get out. Get your 60s and get out. Get your 70s and get out. Get your cum laude and get out. The idea is to get out, eh? And not become furniture. Don't become varsity furniture. Don't become varsity furniture. Don't become varsity furniture. We've been there. We've done that. It's not a pretty sight. And also, you don't want to be the only one in the classroom with a 93 student number. Picture that. Ah, you don't want to be the one. Everybody's student number says 2031 and then yours, 1993. Ah, woo. You don't want that. So do what you went there to do and get out. So we are trying to cultivate a mindset of change. We're trying to change the way we think in order for us to, in order for us to thrive, for better, to grow, for better, to be better. So how do we change our mindset? There are certain things that would warrant worry within yourself as well. It's not as if I'm just coming here to plant a seed of doubt. I'm talking about things about ourselves that we know within ourselves that we need to change. There are also certain things that people have made us aware of that we need to change if we see it as bad. And many of us don't like to see things as bad, but in the back of our domes, in the back of our minds, we can hear it echoing, and we know that this is something that we need to change. I've recently been practicing the attitude of trying to change my impulsiveness, trying to change my emotional outburst, and also trying to somehow monitor my thoughts, monitor what I say, and monitor myself so that I know exactly how to go in tune with those around me and those that I'm interacting with. Now, for you to come to a point such as that one, it does take a lot, because I think there's just a day that you wake up and you say, I don't want to be mad all the time. I don't want to be sad all the time. I don't want to be emotional all the time. I don't want to get angry at every little thing. So let me look at what's wrong with me, because the common denominator that everyone has, right, is you. You are the common denominator, because there are people that you get angry with at work. There are people that you get angry with at school. There are people that you get angry with in the cab. There are people that you get angry with in your family and at parties and at the club and at bars. And you just don't understand this kind of temper of yours. Now you try and build momentum, you know, just so that you don't beat yourself up too much, because it's bad to beat yourself up to a point where you can't get up anymore. And we are our biggest critics. So our word words hurt more than the words of others because it's internal. Because it's not a physical voice that's talking to us. It's a voice within ourselves. And that one hits home because it's close to the heart. You understand? So, all these people that you have had altercations with are people that have one common denominator, and that's you. You are the only one that has had interactions with each and every one of them. So, what is it about you that stirs up this kind of reaction, this kind of emotion, this kind of impulse, this kind of je ne sais quoi, you know, what is it? And when you come to that point, right, then we have to take a step back and then evaluate what people say. Now, you think that it's cute for you to say things like, I've got a short temper. Honey, when you say that you have a short temper, and I know that you're moving closer to the radio because you're like, no, I'm whispering so that your neighbors don't hear that you are remorseful because you are embarrassed. Ah, there are certain things about ourselves, right, that we ought to be ashamed of. We ought to evaluate. We should, you know, we should evaluate it. And we say things like, oh no, I've got a short temper. Anytime anybody says that they have a short temper, for me, what that translates, right? Because I'm a people person. I'm a psyche person. I'm a psychology person. You know, I'm a person that interacts with the human being and not the exterior. And I also understand when you are telling fibs about yourself and when you are making the story a bit more glamorous than it already is. I can tell when you're lying. I don't know, call it a gift or whatever, but I can instantly tell what you're lying, that you're lying, because also, I'm a wordsmith, so I like words because I believe that even if you said it in a hurry, even if you weren't thinking, right, I believe, and there's most probably a study out there or a theory out there that proves my theory correct, I believe that the choices of the wording that we use is an indication of who we are. Good evening. It is an indication of who we are. The number in studio is 0832888401. That is the number in studio. In case you would like to participate. Okay. You must just call in. Okay. Call in. I believe that that in itself, it is an indication of who you are. The words you choose to use when having a conversation about anything. You can be having a conversation about a car, but I'm looking at the words that you're using. I'm looking at how you're phasing whatever you're saying. Good evening.
Good evening, Matri.
Good evening, Tatebuena. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing, ma?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful.
That's great.
I'm glad to hear that voice.
Which one? Mine?
Your voice, yes.
Oh, you like to hear my voice?
If you're really a psychologist.
Ne?
They are so few, man. Why is it that they are so few? Oh my God.
They are actually many. I just believe that it's not many of them that have charisma.
Oh yeah.
I have a lot of charisma. I'm charming.
Hey, that kind of leadership. Eh?
Right there. I'm charming. I'm charming, charming, charming. I'm a natural salesperson.
And you know, by doing that,
mm-hmm.
you are actually rescuing so many.
We're trying.
From damnation.
We're trying, my dear. We're trying.
Please keep on doing that.
Mm-hmm. So that Tatebuena, before you leave, before you leave, please, yes.
No.
What attitude or what thing about yourself would you like to change and to leave behind?
Oh, there are many. Oh,
my dear, we have time.
I want to change a lot of things.
Such as
behavior.
What behaviors would you like to change? What attitudes would you like to change?
You know what? I always feel that question. In fact, I came to know it very late.
Mm.
That you tell us, what are your weaknesses?
My weakness is that I have weaknesses. That is my weakness.
My friend, they want you to know, to say, what are the weaknesses?
Mm.
And then I realized that I have some of the weaknesses which I also need to improve. Maybe, I don't know, I think being polite is fine.
Mm.
Or maybe being so, sometimes I put my level at a level where people take advantage.
Yeah.
So people take advantage, and I take long to respond.
Mm.
You know, thinking that, you know, I'm always trying to say, but if this person now is doing this, what about if I react in that manner?
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
So until to the level where I really take the words, how do you say? You take the words on their some, you know, I take a decision.
Mm-hmm.
A very decisive decision. Just to tell the person that, I'm also a human being.
Mm.
So I feel also some pain.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, especially when people take advantage in that man, in that way, they respond in a such a way that is very respectful,
mm-hmm.
and just to, you know, to make the person realize that, mm-hmm. So it's also not good to, you know, to try to, you know, take advantage on the peaceful people, on the people, you know, just that, those kind of character.
Mm.
So,
but that the Bwana, with that one, I want us to look at that one in its true essence.
Yes.
I don't necessarily think that that one is an issue.
Okay.
So you feel that you would like to change being generous and being the person that you are because people tend to take advantage of you.
Not in that manner.
In which so manner?
Where people want to make you suffer. Not okay. Being really, like I said, generous and, you know. So that one is...
Make you suffer how? Like,
my friend, if I tell you a situation, eh?
Tell me a situation.
So, you know, at that time, I think you were very young when they introduced WAFCOM.
Yeah, I was not here.
WAFCOM. WAFCOM was a, they call it wage and why, the wage and what was, it was kind of increment.
Mm-hmm.
And that time I was working as a personnel officer.
Yeah.
Remember, mm-hmm. the decentralization was awful. It was just getting from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I had so many schools, big
mm-hmm.
ones,
mm-hmm.
double season,
mm-hmm.
ours, those Katutura schools,
mm-hmm.
Kobabis, Ondangwa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for sudden, you know, there we were just working.
You never forget that one. That is something that touched you really. Yeah, because that I heard this story 5 times in 4 years. Yeah, but proceed. No, but that one specifically, that one specifically where they are trying to cut your wages. Yeah, but you have so many schools under your belt. You are overworked.
I have to do some research. Everybody mm-hmm. got their own salary. For me, I got my own increment after maybe 7 months.
Mm.
And then the supervisor say, apparently I don't work. And then later on I say, who does my work then?
Yeah. Since and I'm not working.
If I was not working. Mm. Then if I was not working, you were also not working because you are my direct supervisor.
Yeah.
Remember? And you are the one to sign.
Mm.
And if teachers don't get their salary or their interest rate, home loans and subsidy, and whatever they do.
Yeah.
So that means they all... I'm the one doing. I was doing it.
Mm.
So you were signing them. People were saying, because if the teacher were not getting all institutional workers, everybody that works in school, directors, if they were not getting their benefits, then what happened then?
Yeah.
If you you write me. You, where were you? Me, I'm also writing. Where were you also?
if it is a way where you gain.
And then you know what happened? To cut the long story short, there were no meeting in that directorate. Meeting like monthly meeting where people come together, discuss their grievances, they discuss issues. I was the initiator of that thing. Immediately the director, the permanent secretary, all of them. That's why they call me controversial Buana. I don't like people who discriminate others, who make others to feel like, and they were so much embarrassed. And at the end of the day, they discovered that I was having more schools, more staff members than any other person in that directory, in that division, that section. So immediately they were issued. Go and give the person salary immediately, and reduce even the thing, because I had to get the statistic of the teachers in all those schools. It was embarrassment, but that was done by because of discrimination, racial on the racial grounds.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we were just few, and all our colleagues were there, white and colored, and they you know, it was chaotic. So, any other situation that you want me to?
Okay, so basically, you are saying that if there was something that you could change, it would be you not allowing people to impose their beliefs or to push or to bully you.
Yeah, that kind of bullying.
But I don't think that you are actually, I don't think that you are being bullied.
What
how do you call that one? I don't think that you are being bullied because you
recognize. I'll give you another scenario.
No, because you recognize it.
Okay.
Because you recognize that you are being bullied, that means you're not being bullied because you always push back in the right way. So maybe we need to let go of that one. We need to come to a point in our life where we understand that we are okay. We are not being bullied actually. We are actually fine because we are strong enough to identify a bully. We are strong enough to identify an injustice. So I don't think that is where you are anymore. That is where you used to be. And I think that you have changed that because, I don't hear you walking away from a situation that was harmful to you and you just walk away. I see oruwodhi. Oruwodhi means that I understand and recognize the injustice in front of me and I'm not going to sit down and watch you walk all over me. I will stand up and I will fight exactly, especially if I am correct. So I think that one, I think it's maybe just because we've said it so much and we've also spoken about it so much that, we don't recognize when we have grown. It's something that happens all the time. And just one day you go and realize, you understand. But you don't see when you are growing and you don't see how you are growing. You just see when the growth is already there. Tate Buana, congratulations. I think that you have already overcome being bullied.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's fine. Thank you very much. Maybe there are new experience.
Because everywhere you are going in your life, ne? I don't see you being bullied. I see you standing up for justice. I see you also just calling out things when they are not correct.
Yes. That's one thing that makes me also very much controversial.
Yeah.
And of course, there are always issues that, you know, whenever you have some conversation or issues of that nature. So I really, there are... You see, my approach sometimes can also be aggressive. So I think that has to be changed as well.
Okay. Is it always aggressive or is it aggressive sometimes. when do you just start aggressively?
No. Maybe when
you reciprocate it. Oh, you reciprocate it. So somebody comes aggressive and then you retaliate in aggression as well.
I know if the person comes in the aggressive way. So there are always a way of putting of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need to be very calm there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that, because, you know, when somebody is aggressive,
mm-hmm.
so evil to know evil, that one I don't go for.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes aggressive in the sense that when I want to do something,
yeah,
and I really want to push hard,
yeah,
so I became somehow violent. not against a person, maybe the situation, you know.
Let's not use violent, because violent in itself, the word, right? The word.
The Bible says the kingdom of God was taken by violence, and the violence taken what? But in the very positive man way.
But yeah, let's use persistent.
Oh, persistent.
Yeah.
Oh, that vocabulary.
Yeah. Let's use persistent. The word persistent, because at the end of the day, what we are also trying to do is also trying to cultivate an attitude of positivity towards ourselves.
Yes.
So the words we use when we are addressing ourselves.
That negligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also want to improve on that.
Yeah. Self-awareness.
Yes. That one, I think.
Self-awareness and self-care.
Self-care. Yeah. And all the those motivation.
That is why I say that the words that we use towards other people are never as harsh as the words that we use towards ourselves. So what we can do is for the next couple of days, I want you to pace yourself when you are talking, especially when you are talking about yourself. Pace yourself. So make it a little bit slower. So even if somebody asks you, how are you doing? Right?
Yes.
Before you say, I'm fine. Right? Try to think of another word to represent fine that actually represents how you feel. You would be surprised at what answers you can come up with.
Yeah, actually 100%. At one point, I was actually thinking that yes, it's necessary. It's very, very important that, you know, sometimes we don't know how to corner ourselves now, to cook ourselves and put ourselves in that position. So that I said, that's how exactly it is, the way you have just described it. I think that's the approach that I should be adopting now. And to make it more... my concern.
I think you, at the end of our exercise, you realize that you like yourself. And you realize that there are so many ways that can actually teach you as you are going. So when we choose the words that we are using, especially when we are addressing matters of ourselves, right? This also gives us a positive outlook on ourselves. So for example, somebody asks you, oh, hi Tatebwana, how are you today? Instead of saying I'm fine, then you can say that, well, today I feel very fantastic. Today I feel like I'm on top of the world. Today is a great day, or I feel wonderful, or I feel perfectly fine. You use those types of words, and those types of words are the ones that now resemble your day and your existence. Let's not use harsh words, especially when it comes to ourselves, because when we use harsh words, for example, like I'm violent, right? There's a part within ourselves that doesn't have eyes, doesn't have ears, and can only sense the word. Now, this part of us is the one that goes with the notion that we are violent. And now you start behaving violently, but it's because you said it to yourself so many times. You started believing it. Yes, yeah.
You see, when you say, okay, you are right, you are 100% correct. In fact, that is one thing that I have also observed. Many a times when you are interacting, even at work.
Yeah.
They say, how are you? Fine. Good morning. Oh, morning. How are you?
Fine.
I'm fine. That's where the people end.
That's fine.
So now, you don't normally go deep.
Yeah.
Unless you observe maybe the face of the person, or somehow you have maybe detected that, maybe this person doesn't seem to be fine. Then you say, it's all fine, you know.
Is everything okay?
But you see, and you know what, and that's why people sometimes they say, no, don't bring your emotion at work. Don't bring your whatever. What do we bring at work from home, actually?
We bring our bodies that are full of our emotions.
Hey,
yeah.
But why do people say now, you don't bring your frustration from our home?
The problem is that we don't bring the happy side. We tend to only display negative emotions. And that's why people say that. That's why people say things like, don't bring your frustrations out on me. And don't bring your work, your home problems to the office. Because what usually happens is that, we carry all our emotions throughout the day, or we carry our things from home and we come to the office. Now you are angry with the children there. They burn the house. You are angry. You are homeless. You are what? You come to the office. You are angry and somebody comes and says, morning, Bwana. Good morning. They say, good morning, Bwana. And then you ask a question like, what's so good about it? How? Engwada. Engwada. You understand? And I don't know your situation, right? But it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Somebody will just greet at you and then you give him that dagana.
Somebody says good morning, right? Good morning. These are two words, good morning. And then somebody will ask you, what's so good about the morning?
Then maybe that's the
frustrations from home, huh?
Yes, I think that's a good point. If the person has mentioned like that.
No, but they didn't mention that what they are going through. Me, I cannot smell that your house burned down. I cannot smell that you're not having a good day. Because yesterday, you and I were talking fine.
But the person has now told you that he or she has got an issue.
No, but that was not, that I didn't know that. Now you're just going to ruin my date at the Bwana for nothing.
No, you can say all
the time. At 8 o'clock in the morning,
when the person in Gwadula you now, and you know already that this is not the...
I will retaliate. It's human nature.
I understand.
I will retaliate immediately when you say, what's so good about the morning? Alright, ladies and gentlemen, immediately when you say, what's so good about the morning, I'm also going to retaliate.
From sunrise to supper time, Namib Mills is there, feeding the nation with care, quality, and heart.
We believe food is more than nourishment. It's dignity. It's hope. It's the start of a better tomorrow.
Through sustainable production processes, job creation, and affordable, nutritious food, Namib Mills is driving economic growth one plate at a time. Because when we say feeding the nation,
we mean uplifting lives,
empowering communities, and building a future where no one is left behind.
Namib Mills, proudly Namibian, passionately feeding the nation.
Namib Mills, feeding the nation.
Was a feed in the nation. Woo. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about, little changes. We're talking about big changes. We're talking about changes that we want to do in our own lives in order for us to move forward better, to be better, to do better, and to just be in better spaces. So let's talk about it. So. How do we change our mindsets? How do we come from one place to another? Like I said that, so we were talking about anger management, right? We were talking about, the scholar that has issues with anger and they broadcast it and they now become the personality that they broadcast. Have you ever seen a person that is not relatively angry? There's nothing about them that screams, I'm an angry person, right? Because they are not walking around kicking mundoha. They're not walking around kicking dogs. They're not walking around beating kids behind their heads when they pass by them. They're not walking around in an aggressive way, but yet they identify themselves as angry people. They identify themselves as aggressive people. They say things about themselves such as, I'm a very angry person, or I have a very short temper. Now, what that tells me about you, right, is that you are hiding behind the mask of anger in hopes that because you told me that this is your personality, and because you told me that this is a character trait that you might have, because you told me that this is how you get, right, I will now tread carefully to never step on your toes so that you never get to show me that side of you. That is what I think it is. That is how I feel it is. I feel like it is a manipulation tactic that many people use to, that it's a manipulation tactic that many people use to some way, somehow, right? Restrict you from addressing them, restrict you from reprimanding them, restrict you from getting to know the true essence of who they are. I feel that it is a manipulation tactic, because if you tell me that you're short-tempered, if you tell me that you get angry very quickly, one, if I'm a timid person, then that would mean I would go into my shell and I would try my level best to not get to the point where I would ever anger you. That would mean I am not living up my full potential, because I am now restricting myself from things that I assume are things that might aggravate you and make you angry. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? You hear me? So now all of a sudden I'm walking on eggshells because you told me about this imaginary anger. And then secondly, I feel like it is a manipulation tactic because of the way that you get angry. So now you get angry at something and you want to burn an entire household down. That just shows me that you have a lack of discipline. It doesn't show me that you are short-tempered and whatever, because people don't actually know the meaning of words. People don't know what things mean. We like to use statements. We like to use arguments. We like to use words in sentences and describe ourselves and categorize ourselves and give ourselves these imaginary characteristics that are actually negatively impacting our lives, because we alter them. We utter them. We utter them. We utter them. We utter them until our bodies now start to believe that this is who we are. This is what we are. And this is what we must display. It is the same thing as you telling a child repeatedly that they are bad. They're bad. They're nasty. They're bad. They're nasty. What does that child grow up to be? That child grows up to be bad and nasty. Why? Because you said it so many times, I started to believe it. You said it so many times, I started to think that it was true. At first, I used to tell myself, right, that you are fibbing and you are lying. But then you said it so many times that I started to doubt myself, right? And that is why we say that self-perspective and self-awareness and self-evaluation is essential for us as we are out here. Because the thing is that we get swept up by storms and by waves. And these waves and storms are now what, this is the canvas of our lives. And we are painting it in such a way that does not even truly show you the true essence of who you are. There's so many people in jail today because they fraternized with the wrong people, because they displayed a character trait that was not really part of them, but because somebody said it for such a long time, they started to believe it. It's the same as being told that you are ugly. For those that have been told that they are ugly a couple of times, right? A couple of times, and I'm talking throughout the span of your life, right? A couple of times, there is an element within yourself that believes that you are ugly. Why? Because so many people have said it. And if a collective has said it, then I am the common denominator, then there must be some truth within it, right? That is what we think, and that is how we feel. Now, if we tell ourselves things on like, we live with it. It is in our minds. We tell ourselves on a daily basis that we are angry people. We are angry people. We are angry people. We are angry. We are angry. We are angry. We are angry. Frustrated. We are angry. Is there no part of you that is now going to become automatically angry because this is what you have programmed your body and your life to be? That's why I say it is a manipulation tactic, because what are you really hiding? Are you hiding that you are a gentle giant? Are you hiding that you are very hurt? Are you hiding that you are a very vulnerable person, and you hide behind the fact that you don't know how to actually express yourself and talk properly? That is why you get angry in such a way, because you feel cornered. Is that the case? Because you guys telling yourselves and telling the world that y'all are angry, you guys are short-tempered people. A short-tempered person, right, is a person that has a temper that is very short. Good evening.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Onawa! Atu popini miwanawa nina man.
Nocha.
Oh, atu mpuanguro story neka na kanje.
Anga, pungai ni miwana ya ipo poni.
Ya ipo, hindi ko shinari.
Anga, kuwana ka puna siya korotamo. Nga, imasi nyege, nga, imasi ya ipo omwaru ala.
Omwaru?
Ya.
Yes, yes. Ini maikaro, uiwe tarangwe.
Aye, mososia ya sainza. Aye, mwono motoza man.
Oshorera, we are talking about change. We are talking about change, and we are talking about cultivating a mindset that allows us to change. So now I've been asking questions. You know these people that they're worthy, these people that tell people things like, I always ask the question, why do you think that you are short-tempered? I know, because I get angry very quickly. Okay. In a day, how many times that do you get angry? They can even go for 2 weeks without getting angry, but then they want to call themselves short temper. Why?
Ah, gono ti ningi.
Okti ningi ta?
Short temper.
Eh. So what pieces of yourself, Tatekwedi, would you like to change? If you could change anything, what would you change about yourself? About something that you would want to leave behind. Other people, we say that, like our first caller said that, she wants to stop leaving things half. Because what she does is, she starts something and then she tells herself, you know? So that is what she wants to change about herself.
Just stop being tolerant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to stop tolerating nonsense. Eh?
Yeah.
What do you tolerate?
You may more call it a language. What you can do, you want a peaceful
life.
What the kucha utazi mo mushipembo unavuka all the society kucha ntontunga morontong unkweni.
Yeah.
Yeah, or peaceful coexistence.
Yes.
That is the core of a public.
A society, yeah.
And that's what drives me all the time.
Mm.
You tolerate a lot of.
Now you want to stop.
Yeah, I just want to end.
Now you want to be telling Kucha, hey, hapompa.
Eh, Kuchara, Kucha, tomorrow.
But do you have the energy for it?
The energy?
Yeah. Do you have the energy? Do you have the energy to keep reprimanding people all the time, every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't go around beating everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, just to maintain that. When you have a job in a rush, Yes. So, Makuchara is something that I want to change. I just considering to stop being tolerant.
But you must also ask yourself questions like, are you ready to be fighting all the time?
Yeah. You are not happy, Moss.
Yes.
You're just kidding you inside. Yeah. So it in a tolerance is a washitiro for most of not aiming at it.
Yeah.
So Mara Nesha to start on the baby manesh, you know. I'm not really nonsense all the time.
Is that one? Oh, everyday nonsense. But when you finally get there, you must also ask yourself questions like, do I have energy to be explaining to people that this is nonsense? Yeah. So you will evaluate and look at everything nicely. But tolerance is nice. I think that is a nice superpower to have, because that means you are patient to some degree. You're always expecting people yiremo. That one is a very difficult one. Shashinungantegerantu yiremo. Shoo!
Young Namibians who have recently turned 18 years old, the time has come for you to take your first step in exercising your constitutional right of voting. Register as a voter during the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. Uphold your civic duty. Get involved. Step up for your right and register to vote.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate Kwevi as we tolerate.
Gurumene, I was in a serious discussion with one person.
Yeah.
Then said, look, why things are happening the way they are happening?
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, just let it go, man.
Yeah.
Don't say.
Oh. Okay, Ramone, that one never happens. Okara wategerera, because you are a good person and this you are waiting. Oshiri, it is happening. Shashi, common sense is not always common to everyone.
Yeah.
Mangangwe wategerera,
yeah. the man is amber.
Kuchano. Hey, they are going to think about others.
Yeah.
We do tolerate so much, we tolerate nonsense, and I think it's also because we are very patient, and we are hoping that people are also, we are hopeful that in humanity, to be honest, we are hopeful in humanity, but it's not everyone that is yeah. Humanity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Look, you don't worry about the other person. She also have the same.
Yeah. We don't understand why, but it's definitely there. We don't understand why, but it is definitely there.
Yeah.
We just talk about the end goal, but not the process. Hello. Tete Kwedi. All right, please call back, Tete K. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So we're talking about change, Moss. We're talking about leaving behind pieces of us that we don't want anymore, that we want to work on. And for us to work on these little pieces, we have to acknowledge that we've got them. We have to acknowledge the flaws that we have. We have to acknowledge the things that we don't like about ourselves in order for us to want to change them. And who better, if not the matriarch, to discuss these types of things with you? Because, we listen, we don't judge, we judge a little bit, but we can judge each other more. Yes. Good evening, Tate Kwedi.
Anani ye montanga.
Ahawe. Ongo diyo yata mikara. Dadi ucha, hello. Marachikira.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Iliwa yolo kucha, transition na ngo sosa ito wara. Ngai hashima, wari ya kuchara. Opa, kukoro karane. Tawe ni tawe iko. Tapi iko mejor ma tati no mi seguro acabo de no juro desde tu nacite. Tatu ya da tu limón de pues esto ha tatu ka tatu ha tu sine con nime ta sisi wa.
Yeah.
O afia ga si me di mo mon badano coro romos. Yeah. Ay ye. O pei me mono pa de tu cosa to. Ay. Ano ne polo mante a chilo on fanu ane tatu ita inapupu mwa ko sejo ane ano. Just imagine, I'm talking to her. No.
Yeah.
The source of law in Namibia. Mm-hmm. I want it is a law and Dutch law. I know your law, man. Non Dutch, I'm Namibia.
It's because of the founders, Moss.
I know. I'm asking, who is the lawman?
and the Dutch. We don't have any of that, but we are technically descendants of their legal procedures.
Mara, why we should do? No, Oshika not to Nagoga, that's wrong, this Solomon Dutch law.
Yeah. It's because we haven't really established anything of our own, and that's the
dilemma. Which is not part of our society.
Shashangwa before yours.
Aha.
Shashangwa, the only difference omishangwa or po.
Mara kucha rati na tuta tuku shanga. Tara o imburuma.
Yeah.
Okunaka. Kwa jaku kwenye fama society tu.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kudipa kare inakukere fama society.
Mokere.
Ano pa ise?
Kwetungo no tada no katanga kwenye mango.
What is so special? Opotuga does manikolo men Dutch law than what we know. Gando afato di no more better than those siguro akaro when ni monetis law any. I am anti happy power.
Yeah.
Mwa yi tamani mwindi koko di power. No kuyaka kwa kwindi kwa. No, she said that's going to come here.
It's only because they are, it's the battle of the writings, Tatekwedi. In this case, it's really just the battle of the writings.
Yeah. And the issue of witness and listen to the other side of the story. And do you want to share that with Mendat law?
No.
And what is so special with it, na?
Shashashangwa. Shenina shishangwa in a documenta. That's the only thing. It's the fact that it's documented and many people are using it because they documented it. That's it. Like, literally, that's it. Shiri shiri. It's because of our descendants. But we still have time. We still have time to amend and to change these things as long as we talk about it.
And this is the transition that we lost.
Mm.
Because Kuzaneko native law, Okuyakolomendati law, we were not told.
Yeah.
There was no proper transition. Look, Anoloma Dutch law, Yakara Nana, Kwachivingashika, exactly.
Yeah.
What we don't have, or what we don't know.
Mm.
In fact, Karanendi Gromit, Paifu Ponendo Morocha, Paife Ne Ngoponi Hokorora, Nende. Which one is better than? The other time, when they compare it with
the titara, the one that's better is obviously us getting our things back. Yeah. But that one is better because if we are saying that we are looking for justice, it's not just. It's not just for me to lose my things.
Marangwa benefit for not. Ebangroja benefit of baby.
Yeah.
What they go?
Yeah.
Simple.
Mara
I should the other time on that occasion the titar. Imagine how no go be the money po mangetimpo.
Yeah.
Borongo Korangi or indeed.
Yeah.
Then go the road as the Aquapamanga.
Yeah.
Your Pangrega Manga Pontu or Taimo Motume Bamazarong.
Yeah.
Tokaria of Dineco.
Tamuko half.
So iko kufana maholi, wena wako mandeshi na ni kwa shi.
Mm-hmm.
O mwezi ninga ulirisi tatu ninga mvora vili mbasi.
Mm-hmm.
Pending investigation.
Ehe. Mm-hmm.
Kekuruweje siku ungo binadigaruka, yonu tatu wa mando rongo, mm-hmm. yon mvora ninga ulijo 20.
Yeah.
Ninga ulongo mtano.
Mm-hmm.
Is that justice?
The only person that loses is you. You lose, yeah, you lose. Because them, they get, them that stole the things, they get punished still. And the state, they still get the bail, they still get whatever. But you are, your cows.
Mm.
Yeah, your justice anenga.
Let's sit and talk.
Mm.
What is good now with the law and that law in that scenario?
Mm.
And what we know.
Mm.
Aye.
That one needs to change. We need to leave that one behind.
Mm. They never teach. Look, everything they say, we know it.
It wasn't
new. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the difference between that one and the immunity?
Yeah, because both of them are immunity.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just the name.
The conflict between these two.
Yeah.
What you call? But if
you
are not
going
to be what is that now?
Me, I would prefer Chanda ya kerongo bedanja. I would prefer komarenga. Yeah. Shashi komarenga akwanezimu ya itha nwandi takutuwa fute nini mandu.
Yes.
Yeah, baize give it back.
Baize ne shituli ne mwirongo muno.
Mm.
Ano tulimo tabi tekutia. The law and Dutch law is a supreme law of the land.
Mm.
O veta ya aroma. Na daje teka kara o veta pombada. Mwishirongo ya tunginya.
Mm.
O taitu fereke nyangacha. Aie. O veta. Onaikara something love ngenge te irongo mwa nawe.
Yeah, if it is in the favor.
Ngenge akora no kurukazi. Loshi romo seto.
Hmm.
Ngenge kapi zime kwa tasa no kurukazi na mero kazi tu olo na desko yashikene.
Hmm. Tei pasa pen.
Tei pasa pen ine.
Hmm.
Mara andu tipo la just de shija no very proud ne.
Yeah.
Of the loman that's law.
Hmm.
Anu ano. All people are equal before the law. Yamba is a sick of a come home, say to a grammar your money.
Hmm.
Gang of Badika is equal before the Omorashitan on that of a dead, the Ari Haeta, or victim, no offender, the Yapam, the Moja no woman, ashinda, and ashikata Yap. Maro, she can be more vetas, Yoloman, that's law. Over Kupangura no Tuno Kuri
came. And also, if we are looking at, the punishment towards the perpetrator, I think that the customary laws were more lenient to the fact that you still have a life and you're still part of a society, regardless of your crime. Because even when you steal Kwedi's kettle, right, that does not mean that you're not part of a family. That does not mean that you're not having children. That does not mean that your life is automatically just stagnant. You understand? So in customary, when we say that, okay, futeni ni maya antu, right? And you go home and you continue you understand. Now pay fene with the other system. The problem with that other system is the fact that now you have to go and spend 20 years of your life, right? In prison and you don't continue with your life.
Mo customer,
yeah.
I'm a finarong, what kuyibhatana.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So we don't have to argue it.
Yeah. We don't need to argue about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But then within Roman Dutch, we have to, beyond reasonable doubt.
I know, Kuchara, you have to,
Yeah. Yeah.
So that you can have an opportunity to defend.
To defend yourself.
That's why you see now,
and
they concentrate on the procedures.
Yeah.
And the technicality in the procedures.
Yeah, in the technicalities. Just the same as those that killed children. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Killed a child, burned the child, put the child in the dustbin. And then the police went there, and then they confessed to the police that they did it. Yes, they did it. Mm-hmm. And the technicality right now, that is most probably gonna cause them to walk, right? Is the fact that they were not read their Miranda rights.
Yes.
But it doesn't eliminate the fact that they did speak. They did confess, yeah. So we would rather go through the procedure in itself. Yeah. Because you also respect the authority that you are, respect the authority in which you are sitting. So it wasn't a space where you could lie. There was no reason to lie. Because we wouldn't also apprehend you. If we thought you are innocent.
Consultation were not properly done.
Yeah.
Chashi, no matter what happens, we are going to have a better opportunity to send the representative.
No.
Dego. So upon that, we are going to make a substitution. No. I make a muna. Ito to yo original local authority act. Article number referring number dino na gasa. No number two. Mara. Ina iko atera mo kucha nerero jomansi no marero kupansi waga. Oye ina shituama. Opone marero kupansi waga la kare gena o constitutional power there also. Aye.
Tactic.
Aye.
We must change that.
Oye ma pono na putari kena ita tuka turi mo shita turo ni sakwe to veta ngengo ta kuto.
Ya mambo.
Aye. Long is all betata aroma. O pay for to jamironi, that to serekenua con beta aroma. Ya aroma, erine, coroma, I can go dacha, no tacos at ambon, your mamma, serekenua beta.
Aithano customary law, canja. Shashoyanja.
Coroma.
O traditional authority. Oshiri, shashika anja, shimosha anja, ondishi?
Shimosha anja, omo?
Yeah.
So, shoshu wete tete, ini mazano meri tiki chamosu, o ni maneo native law etu, ya isa na kucho restorative justice. Gashi to restore, okusuna oshima pasaji.
Yeah.
Ekara justice. Justice na fiari, kucho ntungo kwa jeno, ngobe yete ikusapu. Hayo ngobo ino mwaruku.
Shiri. Yeah, it has to be replaced.
And that is justice.
Yeah, that's justice.
The justice
system.
Justice.
Yeah. Oh, no. No home on the wrong way is not a bad place apart from the fact that there is no freedom. It's better than most people's lives on the outside, to be honest. And it's just us taxpayers that are paying for that luxury.
Oh
bruh. Oh my ngageno ndiromo Namibia. Ukapaketeko 18 akena keno 50.
No, no, I'm bohari ko skwara kate kuru omoli mas dijango noka unasta uri ko skwara no bagi ko unasta.
Yeah, go tori 3 meals.
Una morusheno. Yeah, to no ante di no ke imbasu ka enorusheno.
No me matu, no me. No me ataga tondoka.
Go no me yeni kanto ta si ke nota muy longo.
Go tu si kire noho.
Sheshi nita tuti paisa ano ne na ni which one is which now.
Yeah. And also ngerero noho italiku vuluwe eh waningane o serial criminal and dishito vulika eh you get banished. Kucha don't come back here. Toti dwararera lera kucha zamo.
Oh dara anta munga kara ati dwana roza ati zamo miko.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mbotswana, Muningwasha, there's nothing that happens in Botswana. Do you know why? Because if you kill somebody, you die. Oh.
Yeah. So,
Because nobody wants to go to jail for that. The same, there are no human rights, what they. Tamwe nenya manga, kucha think about what you did.
Sashi, imagine under 40 years.
Who want to lose that?
Yeah, but I must go on a poker option.
The fanga to it, Mara, but I feel, Tatekwedi, I feel that, I think one of the caller also said it the other day, that these corruption cases that are coming out, ne, are cases from a long time ago. Yeah, from a long time ago that, they've just, now they are surfacing. I feel like when something comes to the forefront like this, ne, Upunon tu tsa taya kamo ministre mo paife paife nge. Shashi manga tuitura mo shike. Manga tuitura mo TV da tutara manga da tutaro traela. Punane gumwe taya kane lela keka.
Nara, usinga kutini maiste. Mbili mo ilongo mono. Goya fumburu amo. Ima lango nape ikeka isike ponjo. Dizime ko shirongo.
Yes. Yes.
O denjo ide ke fano mo irongo mo nomuna nende report omuna report zi mugala ni na zi ganjwa public
yeah
paise nga o problem ai di fano kucha ano shiko report hadi compiling ma with public money and they are not meant to the public
for the public yeah why is it a secret
why is it a secret a lot of commission inquiry nengo commission inquiry ayo JPF so what said the president
yeah
Mara, o sikla shimita shimba no publica.
Eh. so that we can all read what's happening in our land.
No, for Minister of Health, tampoco para también quiero
comentar así cual. Health and you know has been on Mbululu, the biggest Mbululu in this country. Minister of Health,
Mana no kuchara ne ke kuri yasiku. Why the report they were not made public?
Yeah. For public consumption.
Yeah. This institution belongs to the public, and they are accountable to the public.
Yeah.
Why your information is in a report that I need my data? If you want to go, you get the prime minister for what?
Then
the program should be made.
You need to sit down. I know how to reprimand you in secret. Are some people worth the public and some people are not worth the public? Why do we want to shame some and not shame everyone? Why are we willing to shame and put the integrity of other people and dignity of other people on the line, but not everyone? Yes, there is. There's selective morality and there's also a blind side that they are doing. Me, I feel like when they make one case so big to that extent like that, ne, there's something else that is being covered up in this country. Shima, she know, too much action like that, too much activity, everybody is there looking there. Then there are things that we are missing. Now you owe Agribank. But the whole time you were not owing Agribank.
The whole time you didn't own. The whole time.
The names that you find there is not ordinary citizens, to be honest. No application, angane. No application, or application at ambano dripen. Shasha kutiwara kwezi tamba ndishi?
Like nothing.
Yeah.
When you get out, there is inefficiency there. Ni maroa nengari maroa dan ne ilong isapangkar.
Yeah.
But why there was not anybody who had accountable for that?
Until today.
Marando kini ando tokara ukwai pata na tokatura mo million efes. Okay.
Ano tamu halala tantura moshima ta shilika po.
What happened to those people who are responsible for looking?
No, see what, Nena? Those employees are still not paid. To tarane ku choshimo shapa tunak.
Jojo Nena, ne. Pay my family. No.
See what, Nena? I'm being afuto that the kwezi. People lost houses. People lost property.
Hmm?
Deka enakona shaka nakamem.
Mana hidin ko to ha to trong en to ga dri me on da fami. Da seguro. Y me dije, "Nay, ya sí me va a enviar que andamos irongo." Mm. Pues sí, capo, yo en di. Tota tu tienes irongo, si no, ancho.
Mara, y me van ya y cana, y sí que poncho. O even more.
Ya. Ahí sí. Pues la forma de la tu quiere, neago, me tu quiere haga yo, ancho, y sí. Y no le veía, no irongo, na tango, te ahí, te ahí, miram. Ya. Yo también tu quiere que o caemes. Yo te hago la tati corocotocorocotón fono, o en yo en día que yo, o en mi foto de porón yo lao.
Ya, o ana o mani.
O puede arricar con yo lao, da chaye, o puede venir a la más hoy. O puima van tocar el mismo ca, y mumane puima lao,
yo cufuto en yo. Yo cufuto en yo de tú, chasi, we want our money, dear.
We want our money, dear.
Ehe, we want our money, my dear.
De other time, a lady corombo de citar en la fin, amén.
Yeah.
Yo un botei buruko tokarane na pesenge kucha. Shada tu popinge.
It's over.
To shi nagi?
Nothing.
Tampu ninga ya funda kano mesijiri mangora.
Shit.
Ta santo ya karo solution ya kongwe. Ngo ngwe wa simi niko uninge toko. Kucha ya tpa ife sa tu popinge orishono na wadero na pesna. To shi nagi shika. Tampu di meroa. Sa shi we are not thinking in terms of kucha. The money that has been lost through those corruption issues, scandals and situations, they were meant to create opportunity and to generate, to grow economy. That's why for you, that
mom,
It is what it is.
Yeah. Just the one he's holding. Goodness. What do you want to see?
When we talk of Imarambiaka and like that, all million or material.
Yeah.
How is she put in relation to the depth of the country? Patomonochano. Imarambiaka and I was wrong, Monongera, meaning make home my waram.
It is equivalent.
No matungu ya arini ma imen biya siwara a white elephant a million adam. Desi mata siwara njira kat. Yeah.
Like the road authority building guys. The road authority building on one side ne koko mo kwa silu ka alela alela. Ano ya longi thoj.
Aye na ya. Jina pemo siri pema ropeta na. Ay, tengo aquí rumbo. Ay, rumbo y taipo acá.
Oh, ¿indamo? ¿Kunara ombingai hiya kuilongis?
Oh.
Ishima shasi ruka la lela lela. It is skew. Omara mbaga mwi agalongo. Etungendi epenai.
Oh.
Antu yoyali natango yeri ko weksa kombinga njiaka ketungora oko road authority natango ala. O kwala yazimo andora shashika alieno spana andoro nene nene ndama ukata nde tokenda tungwa alihe to evaluating
ya tungwa mame joga ya paipu no masi na foka
atu kana
wamone tungwa yo polisi ya tungwa
yo helicopter paid
we you cannot believe it akucha that is tungwa. Jajari tungwara no kaunguli za takarungwa mo meshina. Konyara?
Kofelende? My friend.
Haji?
Maro yidogini.
Maro orupanda ro tangwa aru hendu ruwa turuwa.
Yeah.
Oye wakuruwa po tangwe talifetani sikamu. Aru wakumunwe.
Wakumunwako?
Yes. Oh.
Shashina ina lukwata.
Hati, ito vuru mani kutunge tunguli sikempe andota.
No, noko.
No, noko ta vuru
mani. No katoro.
Kaisho katorori, shima shimia sapa, osise magionkuru.
Ye, katorori, no kongaka?
Yoku, ya antuta arungu, taturamosa mendeni, hupurona, chikina.
Kunga kaisho.
Aya funduru lepo?
Tanlongo miliona.
Tate, oi mosha funduru lepo, funda saa, yiko ya funduru lepo mwerezi.
Kuteta mkululeni?
Aita mkululeni.
Guys. Natu ningalundo putri gani. Nandunzo pa rushung.
Oh, teti. Natu vi kongeto mani kucha. Esta ni maipanguli na ipumbola kisari.
Yeah. It just needs to be efficient.
Just efficient?
Yeah.
Mwa alata di boxa hati ni taitu mwa nondo petanturo makende.
No econ, no econ.
No econ, nichi na.
Yeah.
Mara, ay. Oshongane. Mara, ngay, seisho, ma. Oi mais tá acho que será mais um
romendach.
Acordei meio longo, mas é a no romendach lo.
Romendach lo. Quirongo, kanjawat o customer. Traditional, traditional authority.
Traditional authority. Aí. Ini mana isso yang betul. Tadi simbol dia, tadi tu detect.
Yeah.
Aí, mas isso tu detect. Ah, ano deimo, deimo, cara, só fez etica, tá tudo um ano.
Inda mutaremo classe da tequedi, inda o caningo, o chique, o LLB, o E-man, tu iningara com distance.
Agora da cultura é, high source of law. Ah, lo mandaje, vai ser aí, tá tudo um ano, lo mandaje, lo.
Let's argue it.
Deixa a gente mogatare, o chique, o nima, o campo que ele já fango dar um donga.
Yeah.
O the source of law in Namibia. They no pango dinge doma leo pantu waka. Oh, that's wrong. That's the source of law. The other that we are citing and after our source of law, for what?
Shash, you know, they also don't cite other people's things. Why are we citing theirs?
Ano ke tatu citing adao, ye na titi tatu kuchaye.
Sina tuha kukoro nyekwa. Ngeri na tuha kukoro nyekwa, no iki tatu zimone minima yao. Keshinga ya koronye ki nata ngondono. Ano kukoronye ko o physical ara nani natuhara.
Kukoronye antuka yu vite. Kisha antuka yu vite kuchu koronye wa shike.
Tari yenge inge yu koroni.
Ah ye. He koroni wati. Shiko sindu koroni. Tako njisu koroni. Uuni.
Peife utulimu koroni umwe. Wopa nshangwa ne. Kaushiwe mbuya kucha inamwenda koko mpinga njika?
Ukoronye toka urupuka waza konginya na wawo unapesha ki. Botorongi.
If we are governing, if our, we are governing our new country with colonial laws.
with
It's all regime change. It's just that now that I'm doing it and I'm at the forefront of it, now it's a problem. But it has always been there.
It has been like that all the time. That's what we have done. What goes around, Ike?
What goes around, Bosa? Comes around, Ike, Bosa.
Or regime change at the Kuru, Nano, my social media, Africa, you take.
Which other one did they use if not that one?
For instance, I'm going to go to Puna Futon, who might be working on her. She don't get one more people going from Garasson for happiness. Don't you have any for Gunaston? Marane, and Taco for Wago Pocket and Girl for a mother of your target. You'll be up for attack. I see that for two. And to go punish him and to cannot be punished by twice.
Yeah. Double jeopardy.
Sarandura boy, kutiki wane no kuroga.
Yeah. At kuroga kuto ne.
Paife? O ane kipanesi.
I know we are not allowed to witch each other.
Yeah.
We are not allowed to witch each other.
Aye, usiku cholo manda cholo inaisi manegi ni mando. Kucha araita ikara po sha cholo manda cholo. Shana ne waro wange atosi. Aya to rafu mbi kwara. Opua? Tangele kupa abe certificate?
And while we are not allowed to witch each other, we are not also allowed to be witches. And if we are not allowed to be witches, then we must also prove that somebody is a witch. And how do we prove somebody is a witch? By being, if we are not witches ourselves.
I don't want this, no evidence, sir.
Yeah.
No evidence, sir. That is the danger. So no sponga. Society with the rant. Ukarawa to roll them and that's logo meho over these things.
Yeah.
Pejayo Kushima, which I said, I would say, Mazumindemo, he put it to that.
Chirishi.
No problem, no. Netangel Kalingo, Mingamo, the deal I say. On to Keshuka Tanger on Towazimo.
On Towazim.
The person on to belong to the. But if any Shanta, believing at Tanguton to Wetangero, Keshuka Nanua, Shady Moroke, Tangero Kalip.
Yeah.
Pay for what?
Chances are easy, Pagampon, a Pangajipin, young to go Pangaran. Oh, bad day now, from the go, Edipina. Nambag and Sojan, a Pangaran and Goja. Negazim.
Hey. Shit. Ewa, let it take with you. Thank you. Siwetene. Bye. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about change. We're talking about the spirit of change. We're talking about things that we want to change. We're talking about things about ourselves that we want to change. We're talking about things that we want to change in our society. Let us talk about it. But before that, let's quickly go for our one break. Eh? One break per show, please, guys.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nene uto otukwetira o special angetashia kengeshe faa omarude dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumuna oijagweli nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM. Onora etatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today we're talking about change. We're talking about changing our mind, changing the things we do, changing our mindsets. Change, change, change. Now, where does change start? It starts with you. And first of all, you have to, first you evaluate yourself, and then you can even write it down, because this is your mind. This is your life. At the end of the day, even if you're telling yourself, I'll not write it down. My dear, how will you know the things that you need to change if you don't write it down, if you're not honest with yourself? You need to be honest with yourself in order for you to even see that there's something remotely not right with you. We will not say wrong with you, but we'll say not right or not the way you want it to be. So first of all, you have to acknowledge that there's something wrong. It is just like any other thing that is going on in the world. First of all, we need to know what we're dealing with. We need to know what it is. We need to know the diagnosis. What is the diagnosis? I don't like this behavior that I display, and I would like for it to change it. Okay, when does this behavior come about? What triggers it? How do I react to it? Now, some people are snug enough to tell me, to say to me, Matriarch, they are saying it right now on the other side of the radio. They are saying it, yeah, but people are the ones that do this to me, and I just react. But do you know that you have control over your reactions? Do you know that? Do you know that you are the master of your own life? Do you know that you can't control the things around you, but you can control you? You can discipline yourself. You can put yourself in check and in line. You can be the master. You can be the showstopper at every single show of your life, because it is your life. You only get one chance to live it, and you only get this one shot, right? And I'm hoping that we can do it right, so much so that when the time comes for us to chila, to book off, to go, right, we have truly lived, and we are proud of the way we are. I think that it would be a great tragedy for us to be laying there and thinking to ourselves, Kucha, my biggest regret in life is that I allowed the world to dictate my reactions. I allowed the environment, the society, the country to dictate how I visualize myself, how I visualize things, and how I manifested this negativity into my own life. I hope that we don't have that kind of regret one day on our chaila bed, you know? Shashi, time to Zimbuka is already now, girls and boys. So let us live it up, right? Let us live it up. Let us live to our best, fullest expectations, and let us go all out and all out and all out. And when we go all out, right, we can have a sense of, yes, we got this. Yes, we're doing this. Yes, yes, yes. Right? That is the only way to go about it. And the best way to somewhere, somehow find it is being honest with ourselves and looking at ourselves and evaluating ourselves in its true essence and say, Kucha, but this thing right here is bugging at me. This thing right here is pulling me down. This thing right here is not elevating me to the levels in which I want to elevate. And also, elevation is not only financial. Elevation is not only relationship. Elevation is not only a job. Elevation is your well-being, your general well-being. Kucha, are you walking around sour? Are you walking around bitter? Is there someone that you don't want to forgive them, right? But it is holding you back. It's holding you back emotionally because they are living rent-free in your mind. Hey, you think about them all the time. You're angry with them all the time. You bring them up in every single story. Is your experience with this person holding you back from your true potential? Ladies and gentlemen, I want us, you don't have to forgive anybody. You don't have to forgive anybody that you're not ready to forgive. Because forgiveness comes like one day where you realize that it has been 2 years. You haven't thought about this person. You haven't reached out. There's nothing about them that could possibly shake your earth, the earth beneath you. And that in my own understanding, is true forgiveness and letting go. And if you are struggling with letting go of something and it is taking time, how about you don't try and forgive? You don't try and forgive them. You try and forgive yourself. You try and forgive yourself for your portions. Now, your portions are something that we don't really acknowledge our portions, right? We don't acknowledge where we might have gone wrong, especially with people that harm us. We don't acknowledge that one because it's very difficult. For example, hey, you are in a marriage for 20 years and this person just comes back and they had a child outside and they've been playing house with some person and now your whole life is in shambles and they brought a disease also home and you are asking yourself, but matriarch, or you're asking me, but you'll never call in most because these are confidential issues that you don't want to talk about in public and you don't want to go there and you don't want anybody to know what is happening in your house. I get it. But you are thinking, which about matriarch, what is my portion there? What is my portion? What did I do? I was home. I was faithful. I was working. I was supportive. I was listening to the stupid dreams, even if they were not real dreams. I was listening and I was staying up and I was nursing and I was taking care. What is my portion? Ladies and gentlemen, your portion is not seeing. Okay? Your portion is not seeing. Your portion is being in the situation. I forgive myself for having a husband like this. I forgive myself for the things that I don't know that I did and the things that I do know that were wrong that I don't know if they are part of the reasons why this person felt that betraying me is so easy to do. For those of us that judge people for not being capable or able to forgive betrayal, I want you guys to go and simmer on this one. If betrayal was such an easy thing to forgive, then the devil would still be in heaven. If betrayal was so easy to forgive, let go and be gone with, right? Then the devil would still be in heaven. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you're putting somebody next to you. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you're allowing them back in your space. I just want you to acknowledge that you were hurt. We start there. Okay, I'm hurt. And I want to change this not being. I want to change this hurt. How do we change the hurt? We acknowledge that we are hurt. We acknowledge that we are grieving. We acknowledge that we are mourning the death of a relationship that we idolized. We are mourning the death of something that we envisioned to be some way, and it looks like it's not going to go the way that we thought it's going to be. It is what it is. We're going with that. We take it from there. There is nothing new under the sun. There is no problem that you are having there that is greater than existence. Hello. Yes, Tate T. Somebody was talking about you this earlier.
Why were they saying that?
They were saying that, oh, I miss your debates with Tate Tonata.
Oh,
yeah, they were saying that. And then I was like, I'm going to look for him. He must call today even. No, on the shishi.
Yeah, where do you lose it?
I don't lose it. I have it. I'm just going to call you when you least expect it.
No.
I like surprises. I like surprises. Okay. Ngaye, 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 betting I'm a brew. Ngaye, 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 betting I'm in. I am within, my dear. I am within, within, within. Wakara yako mambo gantu? Wako sleepover, slumber party, what? Ndiyo tenga topopi no manguru kino njanga nge shishito? Enda mwena arandike mbo. Wea kwa toka manu, wadho mako dhiga, gea gaja aga, kura gaya. We are just talking about changing. Nandongera nkero nandongera onses bene.
Ongera akuti wa.
Mhm. That the booty is amazing. He's like R. Kelly. That the booty is the only person that can sing about Jesus one day and then tomorrow also sing about sex, and we'll still listen. Eh. Eh. Aneta Teti, I love you so much and I'll see you tomorrow at 9, eh? Then you can come and tell me about the change that you have done in your life. Yeah. Eh, bye!
I'm writing a paper.
I'm waiting for you. Bye! Alright, beloved. Ciao, ciao, ne? See you guys tomorrow again, ne? Ndumukore.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody?